Hello, this is Dr. Daniel Winograd in San Diego, California, biological dentist, and I wanted to just touch base on pain, particularly tooth and gum pain. And basically, I wanted to give the listener an idea of what are some of the expectations and a little bit of what dentists like myself would ask in order to assess the type of pain and what it could mean. And so obviously my disclaimer is that any of this are just to give you ideas so that you know when it is more likely that you need help or not. But obviously, ultimately, you have to have a proper diagnosis by a dentist. So pain, you know, sounds like pain is pain, but it can be quite nuanced. And first of all, we have to, by trying to decide which kind of pain or what flavor of pain, if you will, you're experiencing, we could kind of find out what it is that we may be looking for. If you are having pain that is provoked, in other words, is touching the tooth or the gum, cold or heat makes it hurt, but then as soon as this provoking agent disappears, the pain goes away, are usually less worrisome than if you would have unprovoked pain, which is pain that would come all of the sudden. As a matter of fact, one of the indications for immediate treatment is when you have unprovoked pain of great intensity, the kind that would wake you up at night. And that I would actually seek immediate help for. Aside from that, we could talk a little bit about the difference between hot and cold. Usually cold, when you're having discomfort with cold, you have some sensitivity, and it is usually not incredibly worrisome. Hot would be a little bit more concerning, but as I say, the most important thing would be whether it's provoked or unprovoked. Another differentiation that you can make is whether you are having acute sharp pain or if it's throbbing pain. And sometimes I'll describe the difference as, you know, pain like if you would be hearing a flute or a drum. The throbbing pain more like a stomach ache, the acute pain more like a headache. And usually the acute headache type pain, even though it's not a headache, it's in your mouth, would be more descriptive of toothache or bone ache, while a throbbing pain usually is an indicator for gum pain. Obviously, in addition to pain, you would look at other symptoms. You know, if you have bleeding or pus coming out, obviously those would be other symptoms that you would look at in conjunction with the pain. But at any rate, any time that you have any concerns, you should call your health professional. Just thought I'd give you a little bit of an idea of what some of the indicators are for pain. Traditionally, when patients come to the office and they're not sure what tooth or what is that's paining them, I'll lightly tap on the teeth to try to really ascertain which tooth it is. And obviously, if there's one particular tooth that responds to the tapping, we call it percussion, that will give you a better idea of what tooth you are looking at. Again, sometimes when it's diffuse, pain can be projecting itself into other areas. We call this referred pain. And so sometimes it is a little bit tricky where the pain will start in some area, but you will feel it as radiating into some other place. And that's because, obviously, we have a network of nerves throughout the mouth that are connected. So I hope this was helpful to you. And I hope that you have a great day. Feel free to call or email with any questions.